Good morning. How you doing today? Are you excited? Well, we're going to get into coffee and confessions. Are you ready today? Got my drink here, and we're ready to go. You got your tea there. Do you get your coffee? You know, in some parts of the country, some people drink tea, some people drink coffee. But we're going to just enjoy God's word together with our beverage today and enjoy doing his confessions. Are you excited about being here today? Well, I hope that you are, and I'm so glad I get to spend a few minutes there with you. We don't make this long because we'll make sure that you have time to do it before you go to work or on a break or just to fit it in your day there, driving home. And so we try to spend a little time together doing coffee and confessions. We always like to start out with a scripture. Are you ready for our scripture today? We've been focused on Romans 8 the last few Sundays. And I was going to look at Romans 8:31. It says, "What shall we say to these things?" Are you talking to the stuff around you today? That's what we're going to be doing, is calling those things that be not as though they were. But what are you saying to those things? You know, and listen to what it says, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" I like that. Who can be against us in any challenge that you're facing, any struggle that you're having today? You know, when God's for you, that struggle and that challenge is very minute. God will always bring you through it. He'll always work it out. You know, if God be for us, who can be against us? I love that. What are you saying to these things, though? We're going to be doing our confessions today. What are we going to be saying to our things today? We're going to be speaking some things and calling some things. And we're going to be calling those things that be not as though they were, moving mountains, speaking things we need to be speaking through Christ Jesus today with his word. Do you believe that? Well, I believe it. And we're going to be doing it today. We're going to be doing the confessions right off the website there, jeremiahsmithministries.podbean.com. Just hit the confessions tab there. And you can do these confessions along with us. You can do it on your phone. You can copy and paste them on something. And we're just going to get started. Are you ready today? Are you excited? You know, if someone's next to you, elbow them there a little bit. Tell them, hey, wake up. We're going to get started here. If you're in the car by yourself, get you a drink there. Wake up. Get yourself ready, alert. Let's go ahead and get started today. Well, let's start at the top there. The Bible says in Psalms 103:2, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." We're going to go through some of the benefits of God real quick. Lord, in obedience to your word, we recall and receive anew today all the benefits Jesus has provided for me. Say this with me. He's my healer. I receive my healing and health today. He's forgiven all my sins. We went ahead of that when we skipped to the second one. He's forgiven all my sins. My life is redeemed from destruction. I'm crowned with his loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies my mouth with good things, so my youth is renewed like the eagles. He executeth righteousness and judgment for me against oppression. I am free. Are you free today? You might want to start saying that every day. I am free. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. I am free. He makes known his ways to me. I am his child, and he follows me. I receive his grace and mercy and obtain it in times of need. Are you receiving his grace and mercy and obtain it in times of need? I don't know about you, but I need grace and mercy daily. And I'm so glad I obtain that right now in times of need. Praise the Lord. Thank you for your spirit of grace and your spirit of mercy. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to go ahead and go through these three prayers. Are you ready to? In Ephesians 1 and Colossians, these are anointed prayers. And these prayers have affected my life hugely, you know. They give you revelation of God's word and enlighten you to God's word in your life, you know. And I've heard this from others, you know. Brother Hagin talked about how he didn't even know what he was reading after he started praying these prayers because they affected him so much in seeing God's word and enlightening him on God's word. Let's go ahead and get into these prayers, Ephesians 1:16-23. Let's pray it together. Just pray it to yourself there. "You have given me the spirit of wisdom and revelation of Jesus Christ, and thinking that the eyes of my understanding are being enlightened to know the hope of your calling, and what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints. You are revealing to me the exceeding greatness of your power, according to the working of your mighty power, which raised Christ Jesus from the dead and set him at your right hand." Let's go to the next prayer, Ephesians 3:14-20. "Grant me, according to the riches of your glory, to be strengthened with might by your spirit, my inner man, that Christ may dwell in my heart by faith, that I, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and height, and know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I might be filled with all the fullness of God. I praise you, Lord, that you're able to exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I ask or think, according to the power that worketh in me. Unto you, Lord, be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end." Oh, man, isn't that good? Well, Colossians 1:9-11, Let's read that one real quick. I pray that you'll fill me with the knowledge of your will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we might walk worthy of you and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increase the knowledge of you, strengthen with all might, according to your glorious power, and to all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Isn't that good? And we read this out of line a minute ago, but unto you, Lord, be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without him. Amen. Those are some powerful prayers right there. And I believe you're going to see some wonderful things in your life as you pray those prayers. Be it unto me, Lord, just like Mary said to the angel there, be it unto me. Well, all these things and these prayers, be them unto me, Lord. Isn't that good? Well, let's go ahead and get into some confessions for fear and worry. Are you having troubles with fear and worry today? Let's get into these confessions today. I am the body of Christ, and Satan has no power over me. Overcome evil with good, Romans 12:21 and 1 Corinthians 12:27. Greater is he that is in me than he is in the world, 1 John 4:4. I will fear no evil, for you are with me, Lord. Your word and your spirit comfort me, Psalms 23:4. I am far from oppression, and fear does not come near me, Isaiah 54:14. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, for my righteousness is of the Lord, Isaiah 54:17. Whatsoever I do shall prosper, for I am like a tree by rivers of water, Psalms 1:3. Lord, you have delivered me from the evils of this world, for it is God's will, Galatians 1:4. No evil will befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling, Psalms 91:10. For you have given your angels charge over me, and they keep me in all my ways, Psalms 91:11. And my pathway is life, and there is no death, Proverbs 12:28. I'm a doer of the word, and I'm blessed in my deeds, James 1:22 and 25. I take the shield of faith and stop everything the enemy brings against me, Ephesians 6:16. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. I forbid any sickness to come on me, Galatians 3:13. Overcome by the blood of Christ and the word of my testimony, Revelations 12:11. The devil flees from me because I resist him in Jesus' name, James 4:7. The word of God is forever settled in heaven, Psalms 119, 89. And great is the peace of my children, for they're taught of the Lord, Isaiah 54:14. Those are some great confessions there. And if you're having troubles with fear and worry, I believe that'll knock it right out there as you're confessing that each day. We're going to get into some confessions for some material needs. Are you having some challenges with material needs, some things you need for your destiny, the purpose that God has for your life? Well, these are some great confessions that God has for you for material needs. And we're going to get into those right now. Are you ready? Say, I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's get into Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, poverty, sickness, and death, Galatians 3:13, Deuteronomy 28. For poverty has given me wealth, for sickness he has given me health, 2 Corinthians 8:9. I'm rich because of the blessing of the Lord, Proverbs 10:22. I delight myself in the Lord, and he gives me the desires of my heart, Psalms 37:4. I've given and has given unto me good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, Luke 6:38. I have all sufficiency of all things, and abound all good works, 2 Corinthians 9:8. For my God has made all grace abound towards me, 2 Corinthians 9:8. There is no lack, for my God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. Isn't that good? Well, we got some more confessions here. Let's get into those today for guidance and wisdom. Are you needing some guidance and wisdom today? I don't know about you, but it seems like I always could use more guidance and I could always use more wisdom. So we're going to get into that today. And you say, well, why are you going so fast? Like I said before, I'm just trying to put it within your day there. And I want to make sure that you can do it every day so it'll be a blessing to your life. So let's go ahead and get into this real quick. The Spirit of truth abideth in me and teaches me all things. He guides me into all truth, John 16:13. I have an unction from the Holy One, and I know all things, 1 John 2:20. God has given me wisdom freely, James 1:5. I'm always at the right place at the right time. My steps are ordered by the Lord, Psalms 37:23. I have perfect knowledge of every circumstance I come up against, James 1:5. I trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding, Proverbs 3:5. In all my ways I acknowledge him, and he directs my path, Proverbs 3:6. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, Psalms 119, 105. He will perfect that which concerneth me, Psalms 138, 8. I let the word of Christ dwell in me richly in all wisdom, Colossians 3:16. And I follow the good shepherd, for I know his voice, and a stranger I will not follow, John 10, 3-4. I am not conformed to this world, but I am transformed by the renewing of my mind by the word, Romans 12:2. Isn't that good? Are you renewing your mind? Are you keeping your mind on him? You know, I like what David said. He said, I set the Lord before me always, and I will not be moved. Isn't that good? I set the Lord before me always, for he's at my right hand, and I will not be moved. That's what David said. Isn't that good? I love that. That's really good. Well, let's go ahead and get into some more confessions here for comfort and strength. And now let's go ahead and get started. The joy of the Lord is my strength, Nehemiah 8:10. The Lord is the strength of my life, Psalms 27:1. greater is he that is in me than he is in the world, 1 John 4:4. I will not let the word depart from before my eyes, for it is life and health, Proverbs 4:21 through 22. I let no corrupt words come out of my mouth, but that which is good to edify, in Ephesians 4:29. I refuse to give place to the devil, Ephesians 4:27. I speak the truth in love and grow up in him in all things, Ephesians 4:15. No man shall take me out of his hand, for I have eternal life, John 10:28. I let the peace of God rule my heart, and I refuse to worry about anything, Colossians 3:15. That which I refuse to allow here on earth, God also refuses to allow, and that which I allow, God also allows to come to pass here on earth, Matthew 16:19. I'm a believer. Are you a believer today? Can you hear me out there? I'm a believer. Say that with me. I'm a believer. And these signs follow me. I speak with new tongues. I take authority over the devil. I lay hands on the sick and they recover. Mark 16:17 through 18. I'm complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Colossians 2:10. And we just got a few here I added on. I thought they were really great. I am the healed of the Lord. Say that with me if you need healing today. I am the healed of the Lord. 1 Peter 2:24 and Isaiah 53:5. And then if you're needing favor today, this is really good. Favor works out all my situations. Favor goes before me, behind me, side to side. Psalms 5:12. No weapon formed against me will succeed. I like that version there. Isaiah 54:17. And of course, we agree with what's been prophesied this year. And I keep saying I'm going to fix this, and I haven't remembered to do it. But what's been prophesied this year is that God's given to us liberally, which means basically with open hand, right? Is what it means. Bountifully. Bounteously. I'm going to say it right there. Bounteously. I can say it right. But God's given to us bountifully this year. That's the way it is. Bountifully. And so let's confess that today. God, we receive that you're going to give to us bountifully this year, liberal giving God to us this year. And we just thank you, Father, for that. Supernaturally providing for us. And we just agree with that today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm so glad I got a little time with you this day here. And I hope that your week's going to be a wonderful week. I hope you're ready for that. We love you. God bless you. We'll see you Wednesday. If you'd like to contact us for prayer, praise reports, or offerings, go to jeremiahsmithministries.podbean.com. Thank you for listening.